Yeah, unfortunately it's in the city limits, which means our taxes are twice as much.
This is about, what, how many miles away
from the center of town? Oh, I'd say about 8. Something like that. It's not very far from the center of town. It's quite a ways from the area that's being used right now is the south side. The center of town's dying. Mm-hmm. And the south side is what's being used now.
What's the south side?
Well, there's a big mall at Padre Staples Mall, and then all the new, all your Burger Chefs and your Dairy Queens and, you know, everything that people go to a lot are on the south side. And the largest population area is on the south side. That's where all the new homes are being built, and the big fancy subdivisions are out that way. And then also a lot of 235s out that way, too.
A lot of what?
235 homes, the low income. If you have a certain low income, then you can qualify to get a house, and the government subsidizes the interest rate.
Why are they called 235?
It's just, what do they call it? That's the number of the bill that went through Congress that gave the right to do that.
Why is the center of town dying?
Well, for one thing, it didn't have room to grow. There's nowhere for it to go. And all the homes being built on the south side, the largest congestion of people being out there, well, I guess the people that were building things, money-making industry, I mean, not industry, but enterprises, they just took them out there because that's where the people and the money were.
Tell me about your education, starting with the name of the first school you went to.
Well, let's see. I'd have to go back to kindergarten, I guess, then, because I started kindergarten at Cathedral Catholic School here in Corpus, and I only made it half a year because I was sick a lot, and I had allergies and stuff, and my parents felt like I was missing more than I was going, so they pulled me out at the midterm. And then first grade I started over here at St. Teresa's, which is just right down the road here. And I went there for 5 years, 4 or 5 years, until my family moved from where they lived. They built, the highway came through and they had to move. So they built another home over in Bluebonnet Hills, which is right on Goose Park. I don't know whether you've been out that side of town. It's far west side, out by Cal Allen. And when we moved out there, it was more convenient for us, rather than driving up here to St. Teresa's, to go to St. John's in Robstown, which is a neighboring little town. And they had a bus that came through and picked us up. We rode the bus every morning and every evening, about 45 minutes every morning and every evening, sometimes an hour. And I went, from there I went through, let's see, it must have been 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th at St. John's. And then they also had a high school at that time. They no longer have it. And I went through 4 years of high school there.
St. John's?
Yeah. It was a very small Catholic school. We had the largest graduating class they'd ever had. There were 22 of us. And I graduated salutatorian out of 22, which is no great thing.
Then you went to 1 year?
Then I went to Del Mar 1 full year, full time. I worked summers. One summer I worked at the Caller Times. That's the local paper here. And the summer before that, the summer before I graduated, I worked for a dentist. I worked as a dental assistant. And then after I graduated, Aunt Ann got me on at the Caller Times. And I worked there. I did proofreading. And then when I went to Del Mar, I continued to do proofreading on Saturdays. And I had a part-time job in the afternoons as a proofreader for a printing company.